This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, October 7th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. The best way to get all of the new content from Skywatch TV, if you want to go on the web and depend on a website to do it, that's fine. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Bookmark that, share that with your friends. But the way to make sure you never miss a new program from Skywatch TV, including our new shows, Simply His, Return to Eden, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, is get our free mobile app or add the app to Roku or Apple TV. Tell you about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, the Taiwan Agreement. Specifically, what is the Taiwan Agreement? Because there is no Taiwan Agreement. President Biden threw reporters for a loop on Tuesday afternoon when he said that he'd spoken to China's President Xi about Taiwan after, as we've been telling you, China violated Taiwan's airspace multiple times over the past weekend. He said that he and President Xi had agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Now, the Reuters news agency very quickly pointed out that Biden appeared to be referring to a phone call he had with President Xi more than a month ago, not a recent conversation. And then added, there is no Taiwan Agreement. It should not be incumbent on the Reuters news agency to try to decipher what President Biden is saying to reporters. I mean, President Biden should be able to express himself clearly or have his press secretary express this. But anyway, Reuters guessing that Biden was referring to the Taiwan Relations Act, which binds the United States to establish diplomatic relations with China, with Beijing, not with Taipei, Taiwan. However, we're still obligated to supply Taiwan with the military hardware to defend itself. Well, over the last couple of years, China has been raising a fuss about our supplying of military hardware to Taiwan. There were a number of arms deals under the Trump administration, presumably more coming under President Biden and whoever succeeds him in 2024. Taiwan's foreign ministry said Wednesday that it reached out to the White House for clarification. You know, what did President Biden actually mean by this? Taiwan reassured that our policy towards Taiwan has not changed and that the U.S. commitment to Taiwan was rock solid. In my view, this is sort of like the general manager of a losing baseball team saying that his commitment to his team's manager was rock solid, usually followed weeks later by the manager being fired. If China moves against Taiwan, I don't think the Biden administration goes to war with China over Taiwan, even though this would disrupt a major shipping lane from China to the rest of the world. I don't think Taiwan is going to remain independent for very much longer. That's just my view. Anyway, earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki urged China to cease its provocative military activity towards Taiwan. But remember, China is in the middle of its National Day holiday, celebrating not only Chinese independence, but 100 years of the Chinese Communist Party. And President Xi has made it clear that Taiwan's reunification with China is inevitable. Topic number 4, Biden and France. President Biden was literally not aware of the diplomatic spat between the U.S. and France, which was triggered by the Biden administration's trilateral agreement with the U.K. and Australia to provide nuclear submarine technology to Australia, which scotched a deal that Australia had with France for France to build diesel-powered submarines. Now, this was all according to President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, who actually said in an interview with French television that President Biden was unaware of a diplomatic flare-up so bad that France's President Emmanuel Macron temporarily recalled his American ambassador. Now, maybe Kerry thought he was helping by deflecting criticism away from President Biden for this diplomatic misstep, but what he did was highlight a question that has been on the minds of many of us for months now. Who is really running the show inside the White House? Topic number 3. The jab, as much as I try to get away from this topic, it keeps coming back. Sweden and Denmark on Wednesday said they're pausing the use of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for people under the age of 30 because of reports of possible rare side effects. Data shows an increase in myocarditis and pericarditis among young people who have received the vaccines. These conditions involve inflammation of the heart or the lining around the heart. Now, Denmark said it's going to continue using the Pfizer vaccine as its main option for people between the ages of 12 and 17, but it will pause the Moderna vaccine to people under the age of 18. In Sweden, it's under the age of 30, but Denmark, age 18 and younger. Now, the question in my mind is this. Why is the Pfizer vaccine still okay in Sweden and Denmark if they're pausing the Moderna vaccine? Both of these are mRNA compounds. They're more similar than they are different. So why the Pfizer vaccine okay, the Moderna vaccine not okay, especially given the fact that according to the official statistics now, set aside whether I agree with them or not, just looking at the official data that has been published, it appears that the Moderna vaccine, according to the official data, is more effective at preventing long-term severe infections from COVID-19 than the Pfizer vaccine. And yet Moderna, we're going to set that to the side for people under the age of 18 in Denmark, under the age of 30 in Sweden, but Pfizer is still okay. Maybe it's because I'm getting old and skeptical, but I decided to look at annual revenues for the companies over the past couple of years. Annual revenue for Pfizer in 2020 was $42 billion, $42 billion with a B. Moderna's revenue in 2020, $800 million. $42 billion, $800 million. Okay? Pfizer is the big dog here. More money. Now, and I don't have any knowledge of anything going on behind the scenes, just saying that Pfizer would theoretically have more money to spend on lobbying legislators and lawmakers and medical experts and doctors and so on. Projected revenue from COVID vaccines. Projected revenue from COVID vaccines in 2021 for Pfizer, about $33.5 billion. Now, remember, total revenue for Pfizer last year, $42 billion. This year, adding another $33.5 billion just for the COVID vaccine. Moderna estimating COVID vaccine revenue in 2021 of $20 billion. Total revenue last year, $800 million. This year, $20 billion. And Moderna's revenue in 2019 was only $60 million. How do you go from $60 million to $20 billion in 2 years? Do you see a potential motive for corporate shenanigans here? Just asking. Again, no knowledge of anything behind the scenes. Money is the root of all kinds of evil. Topic number two, Facebook. Well, you can learn a lot about the narrative of the corporate media in any given week by paying attention to who the designated hero is that week. For example, George W. Bush, John McCain, Mitt Romney were all evil, terrible, no good racists until they came out against Donald Trump and Trump supporters when they were then celebrated for their courage and independent thinking. Well, this week's example of stunning courage is Frances Haugen. She's the Facebook whistleblower interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday night. She testified before a Senate subcommittee on Tuesday. She's being hailed as a hero for providing internal corporate documents to the Wall Street Journal relating to the various harm that Facebook is causing to America's youth and to the world through its failure to, censor. She told the Senate committee that Facebook hurts America and the world by permitting misinformation to spread, presumably more so than the corporate media, which beat the drum about the Russian collusion hoax for 4 years, fostering body image neuroses on young women through Instagram, presumably more so than fashion magazines, Hollywood films, movie acts, and so on. And worst of all, by failing to sufficiently censor political content that contradicts the official narrative. And therein lies the rub. This isn't really about Facebook causing harm through its platforms per se. This is a whistleblower who wants Facebook to censor even more than it already does. They wanted to delete more content and ban more users than Facebook already does. Well, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand dutifully picked up the buckets and carried the water even further. She's now calling for an official government agency to oversee social media. In other words, an official government censorship agency. Now, Donald Trump had his own battles with social media companies like Facebook and Twitter, but his solution was to strip the the federal protections from these agencies that protect them from being sued for libel, for publishing information that is libelous. They claim we're just platforms, we're not publishers. Now, the fact is they're censoring information, so they're choosing what they publish. They are publishers. What Senator Gillibrand and liberals, progressives want is a government agency to dictate what is allowed on social media. That's what this is all about. That's why Ms. Haugen is the hero of the week in our corporate media. Coming up, fighting systemic racism by banning Fs from report cards. That's next on 5 and 10.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. Save $10 when you sign up by October 10th at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation, and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this today, well, it's good news, I suppose. No more failure, at least at one middle school in Minnesota. In the name of combating systemic racism, a Minnesota middle school will not allow teachers henceforth to hand out a grade of F. An F will be designated an I for incomplete, but all students will get a grade of at least 50%. No grades lower than 50%, even for assignments not turned in. will be handed out any further. This is Sunrise Park Middle School. Principal Christina Pierre and Associate Principal Norman Bell said their intent is to ensure the grades focus on the process of learning. This means grades cannot factor in things associated with student behaviors, attitude, and tardiness, end quote. All right, fine. According to the White Bear Lake Area School District, Sunrise Park Middle School's new grading efforts help in the fight against systemic racism. The assumption appears to be that students of color cannot be expected to turn in their work on time or at all, or behave in ways that are conducive to other students learning. If this is not the soft racism of low expectations, I don't know what is. Furthermore, if our public schools exist to help prepare students for college and or the workplace, how does this help? After years working in the private sector, I can assure you that employers are very much aware of the lowering standards of our educational institutions and now are looking more closely at character and work ethic than in degrees, because it's becoming common knowledge out there that schools are really not preparing students for the workforce at all. It's up to you, parents, to prepare your students, because the schools are no longer doing this anymore. They're selling diplomas, especially colleges and universities. Higher education is all about selling degrees, not preparing students for what actually happens in the workplace. This is not helping. Parents, it comes back to us. And really, the job has always been ours. It's biblical. Train up your children in the way they should go. Well, we're just over a week away from the launch of SkyWatch TV's next Defender Virtual Conference Countdown at midnight Central Time. That's UTC-5. The videos and the new documentary film, The Great Delusion, will be released to the web. You'll have access to it if you've signed up for all of these video presentations for the next 90 days, from October 15th through next January 15th. You can watch them in any order you choose and as often as you choose. Some really amazing content in here. The documentary, The Great Delusion, featuring some of the last known interviews recorded with Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, Chris Putnam, all of whom have gone home to be with the Lord, and some other great researchers like Timothy Alberino, L.A. Marzulli, Nick Pope, who is an insider in pursuing the research of unidentified aerial phenomena, and more. Tom Horn, presentations from Gary Bates, author of Alien Intrusion and the producer of the documentary film Alien Intrusion. Joe Jordan, the president of CE4 Research Group, Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind. What is the alien abduction phenomenon really from a spiritual standpoint? And of course, a lot of discussion of the spiritual war in which we're all deployed. Very appropriate for the month of October, when we are just a couple of weeks away from Halloween. You can find a complete list of the speakers and a spot to register at defenderconference.com. And if you do it by this coming Sunday, by October 10th, you'll save $10. That's the early bird discount. Save 10 by 1010. Log on to defenderconference.com. Our tour of Israel, the Wars of the Gods tour, Search for the Travelers, the term applied to the demonic spirits of the Rephaim by the pagans around ancient Israel. That's the title of our tour of Israel. We're scheduled for March 20th through April 4th of 2022. We pray that you'll consider coming with us and joining us for a tour of the Holy Land that is like no other. Sharon and me, alongside our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, whose research will show us the actual resurrection site of Jesus Christ, the actual crucifixion site. It's not on the tours, because it is now a parking lot on the Mount of Olives. But that and historical sites like Shiloh, Bethel, Joshua's Altar, which has been discovered. We talk about that, by the way, in the forthcoming broadcast of the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, and the mysterious Gilgal Rephaim, the Stonehenge of Israel, except that it's a lot older and a lot bigger than Stonehenge. Don't miss this. You can find out more and reserve your place for the tour at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. Who were the ancient Essenes, the religious community at Qumran, site of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and what did they see coming in the year 2025? They had a unique 364-day calendar, Dr. Ken Johnson and Josh Peck discuss this. Josh has got a new book out called The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, and Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the rest of the Skywatch investigative team just had a marvelous time exploring these topics. You can only scratch the surface, even in four broadcasts, but that is the series that we're in the middle of now with the weekly broadcast show. You'll find the schedule for the over-the-air broadcast at skywatchtv.com/channels. But again, if you've got the Skywatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV, well, we'll just broadcast whenever you just click the remote. The advantage, too, of having the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV is that we add the broadcast show on Thursday, whereas the broadcast networks don't get the show until Sunday. So you get a heads up, you get a head start on the rest of the country. And of course, the best way to get the programs, all of our programs, these daily news updates plus the new shows I mentioned, is get our free mobile app. This brings it all right to your smartphone or tablet. But there are more sections here. You can see news that the mainstream media wants you to miss, alongside excerpts from forthcoming books published by Defender Publishing. Tom Horn has released more than 36 excerpts from Zeitgeist 2025. You get it for free just by having the mobile app. And, of course, you've got a calendar of upcoming events featuring Skywatch TV. You can't beat the deal, and it works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. Again, it's free. We have links to the app stores posted at the website. Log on to skywatchtv.com and look for the link in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.